And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Mantra Meditation Hour on CITR 101.9 FM with your congenial host, Raghunath.
Show, you're listening to Mantra on CITR Radio in Vancouver, 101.9 FM. My name is Raghunath and I'll be here for the next hour playing various kirtan, mantra-based music, things relating to devotional culture, consciousness expansion. You can give me a call if you like, 604-822-2487. First track is going to be by DJ Dress, entitled For What It's Worth, India Dub, featuring some invocation mantras to Ganesh. We'll be back in about 10 minutes to introduce a little bit more about what's going to be happening during today's show.
Nivasatu nityam ihamrita nindati nivasatu nityam Nivasatu nityam ihamrita nindati Nivasatu nityam ihamrita nindati Vindan madhuri ma saram
We're back. You listen to CATR Radio in Vancouver. The show is called Mantra. We heard first from DJ Drez from Jata Beat Lotus Memoirs with For What It's Worth, India Dub, featuring some mantras directed towards Ganesh, who is a deity coming from the Vedic tradition, often characterized with his elephant head, considered to be the remover of obstacles. And the mantra in there, Sri Ganesha Sharanam. Sharanam means, or meaning is to take shelter of. And then after that, Kalpana Prasad with a local singer, Sava Kayeshu, in whatever we do, Yeshavada, and make us always successful. After we heard from recording from Kripa Moya's release entitled Chakram, and an excerpt from a song composed by Rupa Goswami, which is has the refrain of Krishna Deva Bhavantam Vande. And it's from the book Stavamala. And that's the last track was basically the one verse. Avam avilo latayadya sanatana kalitadbhuta rasabharam evashatu nityam ihamrita nindini vindam madhurima sharam. So in this verse, Rupa Goswami is actually, he is addressing his older brother Sanatana Goswami. And he says, "Hey Sanatana, because your lotus feet are filled with such wonderful rasa, which means divine taste, let the bee of my mind always reside unwaveringly in that nectar which puts everything else to shame, for they are the essence of all sweetness. This is my only prayer." So Rupa Goswami is just asking, or putting out his desire to be tasting that transcendental bliss. The The first track of the next set is going to be by Shrikal. Shrikal Rocha, a good friend from New York City. And this is a remix of a recording by the Maya Puris entitled, well, he's entitled Midnight Dance, or Murali Dar, which means holder of the flute. This is another name for the deity Krishna, who is characterized as holding a flute, which emits transcendental, that word again, rasa, or taste, attracting the minds of anybody that hears, which is another one word that is in this song. Mana Mohana. Mana means mind, like mantra. It is composed of two words, Sanskrit words, mantra, mana and tra, to free the mind. So similarly, mana mohana. Mohana means illusion. It's one of the meanings. So mana mohana means one who, you say, one who enchants the mind or conquers the mind with illusion. But it's a very blissful illusion, a very desirable illusion. We're also going to hear in this set we're going to hear some Buddhist mantras, actually, dedicated to the goddess Tara, the green Tara mantras. We're going to hear some Sufi chants, some Sufi zikr, and also from the Sikh tradition, we're going to hear from the Guru Singh experience, Ong Sohung. Also, we may hear from Alice Space Doll, maybe Aj Parker, and maybe even a track there by Brian Eno and David Byrne from the classic My Life in the Bush of Ghosts. And then later on, I'm going to cap things off with a bit of a tribute to Hanuman with a new track by MC Yogi near the end of the show. If you'd like to call the DJ line right now, you can do so, 604-822-2487. You listen to Mantra on CATR in Vancouver. Here's Shrikal Roach with a remix of the Maya Puris Muralidhar. Thank you. tutare sture swa. It's a mantra offered to the goddess Gulintara from the Buddhist tradition. Tara, whose name means star, or she who ferries across, is a bodhisattva of compassion who manifests in female form. In Tibetan, Tara is known as Dolma, or she who saves. In particular, she represents compassion in action, since she's in the process of stepping from her lotus throne in order to help sentient beings. The word Ture represents the culmination of the spiritual path in terms of deliverance into the altruistic path of universal salvation, or the bodhisattva path. In the bodhisattva path, we aspire for personal enlightenment, but we also connect compassionately with the sufferings of others and strive to liberate them at the same time as we seek enlightenment ourselves. Tara therefore delivers us from a narrow conception of the spiritual life. She saves us from the notion that spiritual progress is about narrowly liberating ourselves from our own suffering, and instead leads us to see that true spiritual progress involves having compassion for others. We're back. You're listening to CATR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. So in that set we heard a whole bunch of stuff. First track we heard was Streetcar Roach with a remix of the Mayapuri's Muralida or Midnight Dance. And we also heard from Huva with a recording of the Green Tara Mantra, which you also heard a little bit of a blurb about. Heard a bit of Sufi chanting and the Guru Singh experience with Ong Sohung was the last thing that we heard. Also Alice Spacedoll was in there with Road to Consciousness. So Ong Sohung is a chant which is often used in different traditions. Kundalini yogis like this mantra. With Ong or Ong, it's actually the same root word. This is the universal everything, the essence of everything. And Sohung roughly translates to identifying with that I am made of the same stuff of this universal everything. And I also have all of those qualities that it possesses. The last two tracks are going to be, I was going to do two tracks for Hanuman, the great devotee of Ramchandra in Ram Leela, or the activities and pastimes of the deity Ram who carries the bow. But I'm actually going to play a chunk of a track by Krishna Das entitled, the part you're going to hear of this kirtan. If you're not familiar with kirtan, it means to chant loudly or usually as a group and quite often in a call and response kind of style, back and forth style. Different sacred mantras in connecting with the supreme source of everything. And it's a very potent way to actually meditate, to raise your consciousness, to step above your day-to-day life and escape into a world which much more closely resembles home. The mantra you're going to hear is Devaki Nandana Gopala. Gopala is like Govinda. We played a track earlier, Muralida, which was the holder of the flute. And this is another name for Krishna. And similarly, Gopala, Devaki Nandana, and Govinda, these are all names for Krishna. And the word Krishna meaning all attractive source, or all attractive supreme origin. We're also going to hear from MC Yogi with a track simply entitled Hanuman from his most recent release called Pilgrimage. I saw him in Santa Monica a couple of months ago. I was there for doing some interviews for the Tadasana Festival. MC Yogi, he did a couple of live performances there, including this track. It's a fun track, and if you don't know anything about the the celestial monkey, Hanuman, and then MC Yogi is going to educate you from A to Z. Thank you for tuning in this week for Mantra. We'll be back next week, next Thursday, 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. here on CITR Radio in Vancouver, and broadcast around the world via the CITR internet radio service, also via podcast and mantraradio.co. That's the website for the show. It's all one word, mantraradio.co. You can listen to all the previous shows and send feedback, or you can send us feedback, mantraradioshow@gmail.com. Again, all one word. Take care of yourselves until next week. Till then, namaste. Hanuman stood before the demon king, the evil Ravana, who had the
nana gopala 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 devaki nana gopala
Aquí. Nanda.